Historical What Ifs. Historical What Ifs.
Imagine a world without Olympus. No Zeus with the thunderbolt, no Athena with the cool head, no Odysseus getting home the hard way. It's almost impossible to picture, right?
It is, and it hits one of those tiny hinges that swing whole centuries. Change a small thing, and the consequences sprawl. So let me put the question cleanly. What if the Greek pantheon never coheres? No rich, unruly family of gods. No shared mythic backbone.
This one lands close for me. My first big story was Heracles, then the Minotaur. Those tales wired my brain. Pull them out, and I feel blank space.
I get that. Because so many of our archetypes start there. The flawed hero. The impossible quest. The gods barging into human messes. Take those away, and it's like trying to imagine a tree with no roots to drink from.
So what steps in? If they're not telling sky stories, how do they explain lightning, seasons, justice, love, any of it?
First instinct? With no divine cast to credit or blame, you pivot to material explanations earlier. Air, water, friction. Observation without Olympus. The people we call pre-Socratic stop being the weird edge case and become the main current.
I hear you, but I think we're underselling what the myths did. They weren't just answers. They were a common code. I'm going to get this wrong. Plato somewhere shrugs off the old tales as what? Old wives' chatter? But even he leans on them. He reaches for Achilles and Thetis to make a point about courage around death. He needs that shared story for the point to land.
Right. And there's precedent for the pushback, too. Xenophanes hammering Homer and Hesiod for making the gods act like thieves and cheaters. But his critique only bites because everybody knows those poems. The myths gave Greece a baseline text to argue with.
Exactly. Without that baseline, you don't get a single debate. You get 100 little conversations that can't quite hear each other. Each school builds its own terms and metaphors, and they'll talk past one another.
So instead of a tight conversation from the academy outward, you get scatter. And if that happens, the topics might skew. Less ethics, less justice, more physics. Colder thought. I keep saying that like I'm certain, and I'm not. I want to flag that.
But run with it. What does that do to the city? If you dump Zeus and Nemesis, what's left to tell people how to act?
Law. Plain and blunt. No gods, just law. Not morality in some cosmic sense, procedures to keep the polis working. The soul isn't weighed by Hades and Persephone. It's just the thing that makes you breathe, then stops. The state cares about contracts kept and order maintained. Why you did it matters less than whether you did it.
I can't see that holding up to grief. Imagine a funeral speech in that world. Pericles was an elegant stack of atoms. The stack fell. You can hear the silence after that. People still need meaning. The coffee is helping me say this without spinning out. But you get what I mean.
I do. But there's a counterintuitive stability there. Strip out the sacred layer, and you also remove fuel for fanaticism. No holy things, fewer holy wars.
Maybe. But a vacuum like that gets filled. If they're not looking up, they look down, into the soil.
Chthonic.
All the way. The Olympians were about a kind of order, cosmic, civic. The earth spirits are birth, rot, harvest, tomb. Immediate. Without the big sky narrative to frame them, those local, darker forces become the center. Every village has a grove, an ancestor mound, a set of rites to keep the crops alive and the dead quiet. I can't prove it, but that picture feels right.
So, you trade a messy unity for what? Spiritual feudalism? Thousands of place-bound cults, each guarding its patch of ground.
Yes. And the politics follow. How do you build a Delian League if an Athenian and a Spartan don't just disagree, but feel beholden, note that word, to different, maybe rival powers beneath their feet? Greek might never become a thing you can point to.
I've always thought the absence of myth would fast-track rationalism. Actually, no. I don't buy that anymore. Your version tracks more with how people work.
And that spills into art. If there's no Apollo or Athena to idealize, what do sculptors carve?
The state's own face, lawgivers, victorious generals, real portraits, art as civic messaging, not the divine in marble.
Whereas in my branch, they carve warding figures. Twisted, protective, frightening. Apotropaic images to keep the nameless out. Not the serene grace of a Parthenon frieze. Something raw and unsettling.
So there we are. An administrative machine on one path, your haunted archipelago on the other. And fine, your map is annoyingly persuasive.
If that's right, then the Persian story changes. Maybe there's no united stand at all. No us. Just towns barding graves and grain.
Then either the Persian wars look nothing like what we know, or they don't happen in that shape. A patchwork of city-states as likely to fight over a disturbed tomb as to link up against an empire.
Which sets the stage for Rome? Without a coherent Greek package to borrow, what does Rome inherit?
Far less of a cultural software. No Zeus to Jupiter handoff, no Ares to Mars reframe. The philosophy doesn't arrive in the same structured way. The art looks different. The gods don't translate.
So, Rome leans on its own more formal, contractual rights. Less story, more obligation. Does that ever become gripping?
Probably not. It stays dutiful and brittle. Easier, then, for a mystery religion from the East to feel like oxygen when it shows up.
So, in a twist, no Olympus makes the ground softer for Christianity to spread fast.
It's plausible. If pagan life is either procedural or hyperlocal and fearful, a faith offering a personal, universal, hopeful narrative would hit like a bell.
That's a big reversal. Take the sky gods away, and you don't get pure reason. You lose the one story that could have bound people across valleys.
When we started, I was betting on accelerated rationalism. After walking it through, I think what actually disappears is shared identity. The story that lets strangers think they belong to the same thing. And without that, everything else scatters.
Yeah, myth isn't just a troop of tales. It's the grammar of a culture. The metaphors you need to even ask about justice, fate, love, courage. Without it, you're not just swapping stories. You're speaking a thinner language.
Which is humbling. The entertainments turn out to be the load-bearing beams.
They're the roots of the tree. I'm still on that. Let's stop there before we over-explain it.
What sticks with me is how small the pivot can be. A handful of choices some afternoon, and the world tilts. Seeing the other branches makes this one feel fragile, and weirdly, lucky.